Good evening. This is Akashvani. I am Valsa Williams with the news at 9. The headlines. Government approves PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Also decides to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for Food Corporation of India. Campaigning gains momentum for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polls in Maharashtra. Republican candidate Donald Trump wins US presidential election in victory speech, says he will work to end wars around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other world leaders congratulate Donald Trump on becoming the 47th president of the United States. And in tennis, Indo-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary-Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral enters men's doubles semi-final of Moselle Open in Metz, France. The government has approved the PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Briefing media in New Delhi today on the decisions taken in the cabinet meeting, Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav said students will be eligible to get collateral-free and guarantor-free loans to pursue higher education. He said the scheme has been introduced so that financial constraints do not prevent any youth of India from pursuing quality higher education.
This scheme basically empowers the youth and middle class.
Koi bhi student, chhatra, jisko financial assistance ki zarurat hai aur achhe university mein uska admission hua hai, ko finances ke karan padhai mein badha nahi aayegi.
As per this scheme, for loan amount up to 7.5 lakh rupees, 75% credit guarantee will be provided by the government to support banks to expand coverage. 3% interest subvention for loan up to 10 lakh rupees will also be provided during moratorium period for students with annual family income of up to 8 lakh rupees. This scheme is expected to benefit 7 lakh students. To avail the benefit of the scheme, the students can apply on unified portal PM Vidya Lakshmi for education loan. Education Minister Dharmendra Pradhan has said the cabinet's approval to PM Vidya Lakshmi with an outlay of 3,600 crore rupees will remove obstacles to higher education and enable the country's youth to pursue their dreams. In a social media post, Mr. Pradhan said this scheme will ensure that financial constraints do not prevent students from pursuing education. The government has also decided to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for the Food Corporation of India. Briefing the media, Information and Broadcasting Minister Vaishnav said FCI plays a big role in the procurement of food and that it has been decided to significantly strengthen the FCI. He said the infusion of equity is a significant step towards enhancing the operational capabilities of FCI.
Food Corporation of India ko significantly aur strengthen kiya jayega. पिछले 10 वर्षों में फूड ग्रेन्स का प्रोक्योरमेंट सिग्निफिकेंटली बढ़ा है और एमएसपी भी कई गुने बढ़ी है. इसके कारण जो एफसीआई का ऑपरेशन उसका स्केल बहुत बढ़ गया है और आज कैबिनेट ने फैसला लिया है फ्रेश इक्विटी कैपिटल 10,700 करोड़ रुपीस का एफसीआई में इन्फ्यूज किया जाएगा. एफसीआई विल बी एबल टू डू मच मोर देन व्हाट इट हैज बीन डूइंग.
This infusion will help lower the interest burden and will ultimately reduce the subsidy burden on the government. Minister of State for Personnel, Public Grievances and Pensions, Dr. Jitendra Singh, today launched the nationwide Digital Life Certificate Campaign 3.0 in New Delhi. Speaking on the occasion, Dr. Singh said Digital Life Certificate, Jeevan Praman, is the vision of Prime Minister Narendra Modi for digital empowerment of pensioners.
ये अभियान केवल पेंशन पहुंचाने तक सीमित नहीं है कि बहुत सारे आयाम हैं, बहुत सारे पहलू हैं. प्रधानमंत्री अक्सर ये कहा करते हैं होल ऑफ गवर्नमेंट, तो होल ऑफ गवर्नमेंट अप्रोच का भी एक ये नमूना आपके सामने पेश हुआ है जो बाकी सबके लिए भी उनके कामकाज में एक उदाहरण रहेगा.
We have more from our correspondent.
This year, 1,900 DLC camps will be held in 800 cities and towns with more than 1,100 nodal officers. 1.8 lakh Gramin Dak Sevaks will provide services at the India Post Payment Bank camps to be held in 785 cities and towns. The pension disbursing banks will conduct DLC camps in 157 cities and towns. Alternative non-digital methods will remain available for those who are unable to access the digital platform. Pensioners can still submit their life certificates through traditional means such as visiting pension offices or using post offices. Anupam Mishra, Akashvani News, Delhi.
In Jharkhand, campaigning has intensified between the NDA and India bloc ahead of the assembly elections in the state. Addressing an election rally in Hazaribagh today, senior BJP leader Smriti Irani alleged that leaders of the JMM and Congress are making derogatory remarks against women.
ऐसा क्यों है कि जब एक महिला अपने सिद्धांतों के लिए राजनीति में चुनाव लड़ती है तो इंडिया अलायंस के नेता उसके खिलाफ मर्यादा विहीन बयान देते हैं एक तरफ नरेंद्र मोदी 33% का आरक्षण का बिल पारित करके महिलाओं को देश की राजनीति में और बुलंद कर रहे हैं ये देश की जनता न सिर्फ देख रही है बल्कि वोटर भी इसका मुंहतोड़ जवाब देंगे
On the other hand, during an election rally in Saraikela, senior JMM leader and Chief Minister Hemant Soren refuted the charges, saying a number of initiatives have been taken to empower women.
चुनाव में महिलाओं की संख्या सबसे अधिक हो रही है तो हम इकाई महिलाओं को अपने पैरों पर खड़ा करेंगे और इसी के लिए हमने मुख्यमंत्री महिला सम्मान योजना लाया है और आज उसके तहत कई महीनों से हर महिला के खाता में 1,000 रुपए जा रहा है
Leaders of the RJD, AJSU, CPI-M and CPI-ML also addressed gatherings in different parts of the state. Elections to the 81-member assembly will be held in two phases on the 13th and 20th of this month, while counting will take place on the 23rd of November. Campaigning has also picked up pace for the Maharashtra Assembly elections due to be held on the 20th of November, a report from our Mumbai correspondent.
Congress leader Rahul Gandhi addressed a rally in Nagpur this afternoon where he reiterated his party's promise of holding a caste census and removing the 50% reservation cap in order to ensure social justice. In his second rally in Mumbai, attended by all Mahavikas Agadi partners, Mr. Gandhi released a 5-point promise targeting youth and women. BJP leader and Uttar Pradesh Chief Minister Yogi Adityanath addressed a couple of rallies in Amravati where he urged voters to keep nationalism and good governance in mind while casting their vote. Meanwhile, the ruling alliance of BJP, Shiv Sena and NCP has released a 10-point agenda to build a prosperous Maharashtra with focus on providing economic relief to farmers, employment to youth and social security for senior citizens. Nisha Rani, Akashwani News, Mumbai.
In our series of constituency profiles, today we take a look at Latur City Assembly constituency in Maharashtra. The state will go to polls on the 20th of November in a single phase to elect a new assembly. We have more from our correspondent.
Latur constituency, long regarded as a Congress stronghold, has been represented by late Vilasrao Deshmukh since 1980 and since 2009 by his son Amit Deshmukh. In this election, Amit Deshmukh faces tough competition from BJP candidate Archana Patil Chakurkar, daughter-in-law of former Home Minister Shivraj Patil Chakurkar. Additionally, the Vanchit Bahujan Agadi has fielded Vinod Khatke. Constituency's 3,33,000 voters will decide the fate of 23 candidates. Local issues are playing a decisive role in shaping voter sentiment. Access to drinking water remains a critical concern and unemployment is a major challenge. Agriculture concerns such as fair pricing for sugarcane and guaranteed prices for soybean, a staple crop in the district, are also key issues. Samarjit Thakur, Akashwani, Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar.
This is Akashwani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back. You're with us on the news at 9. Donald Trump has secured a decisive victory in the U.S. presidential election after securing 277 electoral college votes, defeating Democrat Kamala Harris. A presidential candidate needs to secure 270 to win. Celebrations started among Republicans as the party candidate Trump secured the electoral college after winning Wisconsin state to become the 47th president of the United States. He also won other swing states, including Pennsylvania, Georgia, and North Carolina. In his victory speech in Palm Beach in South Florida, he indicated one of the major policy decisions about working to end wars around the world.
4 years we had no wars, except we defeated ISIS. We defeated ISIS in record time, but we had no wars. They said, he will start a war. I'm not going to start a war. I'm going to stop wars.
Mr. Trump also raked up the immigration issue and said the U.S. needs to seal the borders and immigrants need to come back legally. Mr. Trump also expressed gratitude to his supporters, including immigrant communities. Democratic candidate Kamala Harris has not addressed her supporters following the defeat in the elections. Here is a desk report.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi today joined world leaders in congratulating Mr. Trump on becoming the 47th President of the United States. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said, as Mr. Trump builds on the successes of his previous term, he is looking forward to renewing the collaboration to further strengthen the India-US comprehensive global and strategic partnership. The Prime Minister called upon Mr. Trump to work together for the betterment of people of India and the United States of America and to promote global peace, stability and prosperity. Other world leaders have also hailed Mr. Trump's victory. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu congratulated him, terming his victory as history's greatest comeback. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky, United Kingdom Prime Minister Keir Starmer, French President Emmanuel Macron, and Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan congratulated Mr. Trump through social media platform X. Italian President Giorgia Meloni and NATO Secretary General Mark Rutte were among other world leaders who congratulated him on becoming 47th President of the United States of America. Renuka, desk report.
The domestic benchmark indices today continued their upward momentum for the second consecutive session amid positive global cues. The broader market at the Bombay Stock Exchange also ended in positive territory. The mid-cap index climbed over 2.2% and the small-cap index gained nearly 2%. A report.
The 30-share BSE Sensex surged 901 points or 1.13% to close at 80,378, while the NSE Nifty 50 added 271 points or 1.12% to settle at 24,484. In the forex market, the rupee today ended at 84 rupees and 28 paise against the US dollar. In the Indian bullion market, 24-carat gold was trading down at 77,810 rupees for 10 grams, while silver 999 fine was also trading down at 92,840 rupees per kilogram. Gaurang Dhawan Lal for Akashvani News.
President Draupadi Murmu has greeted people on the occasion of Chhath Puja. In her message, the president said, Chhath Puja is one of the oldest festivals in the country and an occasion to worship the sun. In Bihar, the ritual of Karna was performed today on the second day of Chhath Puja celebrations. After offering prayers to Sun God and her mother Chhathi Maiya, devotees consumed kheer and roti as Karna Prasad and distributed it to other family members. After the Karna, 36-hour fast of devotees has started. In tennis, Indo-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary-Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral has entered the men's doubles semi-final of the Moselle Open in French city Metz. They defeated top-seeded Mexican-French pair of Santiago González and Edouard Roger Vasselet in the quarterfinal match 7-6, 6-4 this evening. The 55th International Film Festival of India will begin on the 20th of this month in Goa. The 9-day festival will concurrently feature the 18th edition of Film Bazaar, which will run till the 24th of November. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Government approves PM Vidya Lakshmi scheme to provide financial support to meritorious students. Also decides to infuse fresh equity of 10,700 crore rupees for Food Corporation of India. Campaigning gains momentum for first phase of assembly elections in Jharkhand and single phase polls in Maharashtra. Republican candidate Donald Trump wins US presidential election in victory speech, says he will work to end wars around the world. Prime Minister Narendra Modi and other world leaders congratulate Donald Trump on becoming the 47th President of the United States. And in tennis, Indo-Portuguese duo of Ritwik Chaudhary-Bolipalli and Francisco Cabral enters men's double semi-final of Moselle Open in Metz, France. That is all in the news at 9. Good night.